This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. 2,000 Americans were recently shown a glass that was exactly 50% full. Then they were asked if it was half full or half empty. And 58% said half full. 16% said half empty. The other 26% were indecisive. As part of the study, all 2,000 had to name the top morning routines that helped them have a good day. Here are the top five. Eating a light breakfast. Listening to music. On Cozy, I added that. Taking a shower. Getting enough sleep. And number one, drinking coffee. Well, amen to that. Have a great day. Here are a couple of things that can make us seem boring. Not having an opinion or never taking a stance on things. Not having a sense of humor. Being too predictable and having unbalanced conversations where either you talk too much or too little. Not everyone's the life of the party. Just try not to be the death of it. Well, this seems like a no-brainer, but a new survey has found that warm weather makes us want to do more. According to the survey, the average person is 31% more social in the summer than in the winter. And 50% say summer is the busiest time of the year. Here's another great reason to adopt a shelter pet from Alvan. Dog owners get more exercise. In fact, according to a new study, dog owners are four times more likely to meet physical activity guidelines for those without a dog. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker and the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Guy in Florida called police late Thursday night to report an intruder and advised cops to bring along someone with experience in handling large reptiles. When officers arrived, they found an 11-foot gator hanging out in his bathroom. Apparently, he broke into the house through a kitchen window and looked for a late-night snack before moving on to the bathroom. The homeowner was able to snap some photos of the munchie-craving animal, which knocked over some chairs in the kitchen. It was removed by a trapper. No one injured. That would just creep me out. Father's Day, just a week away. This might be news to you, but there are some adult men out there who call their father Daddy. What do you call your dad? Dad? Pops? Anything unusual? And while it seems peculiar, there is a small percentage of people who call them by their first name. Barbecue season, and according to word out of Penn State University, there's a good reason we get drunk at barbecues. Researchers find that the kinds of food we eat at backyard barbecues triggers the part of the brain that leads to making bad decisions. A little bit of greasy food mixed with a little bit of alcohol leads to eating more and drinking more, which leads to regrettable mistakes. I didn't make that up. It's in Men's Health. And scientists have developed an astonishing mind-reading machine which can translate what you're thinking and instantly display it as text. They claim it has an accuracy rate of 90% or more and say that it works by interpreting consonants and vowels in our brains. Researchers believe the machine could one day help patients who suffer from conditions that don't allow them to speak or move. There are fears from critics, however, the device will cause problems if secret thoughts are exposed accidentally. Yeah, well, there is that. Relay for Life of Van Buren County is coming up this weekend, 10 Saturday morning to 10 Sunday morning at Bangor High School. Visit relayforlife.org/Van Buren County MI for all you need to know about the event. It's a stop on our Cozy Summer Tour, and Spencer Rivers will be live at Relay this Saturday morning on Cozy. I plan to do some walking around the track this weekend for Relay. Knucklehead News out of Florida. where Christopher Patterson was trying to elude the cops when he broke into a 77-year-old's house last week when she was out. When she opened the door, she found the freshly showered intruder wearing items from her closet, as well as a watch owned by her late husband. The 37-year-old tried to steal the victim's purse, but then asked permission to snag a cold drink from the fridge. Patterson drove off in the woman's car, still wearing her clothes, but was found a short time later passed out of the front seat at a nearby store. He was charged with breaking and entering, auto theft, and drug possession. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you find something I should buzz about, get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Or you can leave me a message on our Facebook page. Daily Buzz podcasts are available at WCSY.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, ask Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM to play daily podcasts. Yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.